Well, here we are at the Caves of Qumran, and one of the most amazing archaeological discoveries was found right here. It's called the Dead Sea Scrolls. 11 caves were discovered containing nearly 1,100 ancient documents, which included several scrolls, more than 100,000 fragments. In fact, there were fragments from every Old Testament book except for the book of Esther. Now, it's important to understand that these scrolls, the Old Testament that we use presently, is translated in what is called, or from what is called, the Masoretic text. And the Masoretes were Jewish scholars between AD 500 and 950. And they gave us the Old Testament that we use today. And until the Dead Sea Scrolls were found here in 1947, the oldest Hebrew text was the Masoretic Aleppo Codex, is what it's called, in AD 935. But here's something amazing. With the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, we now had manuscripts that actually predated the Masoretic text by 1,000 years. So imagine that. The scholars begin to come around. They want to find out how accurate is the Masoretic text compared to a text that was predated 1,000 years before in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And a man by the name of Gleason Archer, who was an amazing Old Testament scholar, as he looked at the scrolls of Isaiah, here is what he came to the conclusion. He said that they were completely accurate, even though the two copies, he said, of Isaiah discovered in Qumran in Cave 1 near the Dead Sea in 1947 were 1,000 years earlier than the oldest dated manuscript previously known. Here's what he said. They proved to be word for word identical with our standard Hebrew Bible in more than 95% of the text. The 5% of variation, he said, consisted of essentially a slip of the pen, or variations in spelling. You say, well, what does all of that mean for us? Here's what it means. It means the Dead Sea Scrolls provide further proof that the Old Testament canon was completed by the 3rd century BC and that the prophecies foretold concerning Jesus in the Old Testament predated the birth of Christ. The Bible that we have, it is not only inspired, it is inerrant. Not only does it contain the Word of God, it's more than that. It is the Word of God. It is reliable. And I encourage you to base your life upon it. Open the Scriptures as God reveals Himself to you. You can know that indeed what you have is the Word of God. Yeah.